Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hello and welcome from Podomo and 2020. This is First Dates, the podcast. I'm Cece Coleman.
And I'm Frankie Bridge.
You've finished the drinks and settled the bill. You and your date have said your goodbyes and you're immediately on the phone to your best friend.
I'd just broken up and was planning on becoming a nun. So I hadn't shaved for a very, very long time.
I love this when we're so unprepared.
Yeah. And so I remember going, can you just give me 5 minutes? And you're like,
no.
Yeah. And I just said it because we were so natural. I'm going to go shave. You never say
did
that,
you,
do you?
Yeah. In this podcast, we're letting you in on the post-date debrief. We'll be bringing you the most amazing, bizarre, and heartwarming dating stories. Cece and I haven't met our daters before, and we'll be hearing the gossip for the first time with you. As the show goes on, the more people we meet, the more stories we hear, I feel like you're getting a bit disheartened.
I feel like I needed just a little bit of like positivity because so far, I mean, I didn't think that highly of my dating life anyway, but now I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm having a year, maybe even more than that off. So
No. Please
treat me and tell me that today's going to be a little
bit
different.
I'm gonna sort you out now, okay?
Good,
I'm going to
pick
you back up. I'm going to get you back on the right road because today, as a little change, we've actually got a couple.
Yes!
We have got the lovely Rachel and Kieran.
Hi.
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 Guys, how are you doing?
Very good.
Thank you.
I feel like you've come from somewhere really exciting. Like,
I have.
Okay, go on, tell us. Where tell us what's happened in the last 24 hours for you.
I travelled over here to come and see you guys from Paris.
From Paris? Ooh. So is that where you live?
I do, yes.
And Kieran, nice. You don't live in Paris.
No, I'm all the way from Basingstoke.
Oh, well, that's equally fancy. Fancy pants.
Why did you move to Paris in the first place?
So I wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
Really?
Yes, all my life.
Is it big in Paris?
It wasn't. Basically, I had an agent and nothing happened.
Okay.
And then one day they said, why don't you just go to Paris? I've got a great job for you, working at Disney. I got super excited and announced to all my family I'm going to go move to the City of Love. I was 19 and then got there and I thought I was going to be playing a beautiful princess and I wasn't. I ended up playing Abu the Monkey. And that became a huge part of my stand-up because I did become a stand-up comedian. So it was actually thanks to Disney I got the material out of it.
Yeah, I bet you
got that's what I tell people. It was just for that reason.
Of course. Abu.
So you were doing stand-up in Paris, but were you speaking French or English?
I do both, yes. English and French.
Oh, la la. I'm currently trying to teach my son French.
You're teaching him, but you can't speak it.
Yeah, trying. Right. Yeah, you know what I mean? No,
brilliant.
Like, help
yeah.
him.
Excellent.
He's got exams, and I, like, had to go through it all. And I was like, you know, when you just put, like, an extra, like, octobre.
Yeah.
November. Ha-ha, oui, oui. Like, trying to make it look like I knew. And then he was like, I was like, nah, mate, it
just
doesn't
fake it, though. I faked it the whole first, you know, few years I was there.
He was like, why do I need to speak that? I was like, because one day it might be nice.
Well, I can guarantee, yeah, because I didn't bother at school.
Exactly.
The only word I remembered was how to say guinea pig.
Oh my God, I could only ever say un lapin.
Cochon d'Inde.
Do you know what un lapin is?
Un lapin.
Un lapin.
A rabbit.
A rabbit.
See,
well,
as the man in this relationship, I only have to learn one word. D'accord.
Which means okay. Yes.
Okay. Well done. Okay.
Yes. I like
He's
that.
Fluent. He yeah. is fluent.
Anyway,
guys,
back to the reason that you're here.
Yeah, back to the reason. Before we start this lovely story that I can't wait to hear, can I ask you, what is your green flags in a relationship?
Somebody that had a really good relationship with their mum was number one.
Heard that
Very
before.
Nice. Yeah,
yeah,
we have. Yeah,
number one.
Yeah.
Somebody that treats the women in their family with respect. I think mm-hmm. that's a huge indication of who you're getting involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And as a stand-up comedian, somebody that's funny but not funnier than me. So I've really
well. Really lucked out.
Be funny, but don't be that funny.
Decor.
Yeah,
I mean, lies already. But I think my green flag would be somebody makes me laugh. I think that's really important.
Really?
Yeah.
You found a comedian.
Exactly.
Ooh, I mean, la la.
Match made in heaven.
It just makes me sound funnier. I think that's what works.
You bounce off each other well, clearly.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, and what would be then, like, have you got like a really specific ick?
I would say it's a really basic one, but just somebody that makes loads of noise when they eat. I just can't bear it. And that's just not even a partner, anyone. Like, on my Eurostar yesterday, I was ready to go up and shout at somebody.
Have you got that thing? What's it called? Everyone tells me.
Oh, there's a word for it.
Yeah. Like for me, it's like heavy breathing. Yeah, eating really loudly. Yeah. Like anything like that. Swallowing loudly. Yes. CC.
I can't even drink my water in here because I'm stressed about how loud I'm swallowing. And I've got like a medium swallow, but when I'm in front of you, it's loud as
because you're really nervous about it.
Yeah, I am. And I hold it back, and I'm like, I'll wait for her to talk, and then I'll swallow quickly.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
No, he's fine though. So yeah, he's fine with that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Messy. That's a big ick for me.
If you're messy,
as in like not looking after themselves or just generally messy. I think if you're like that, it kind of goes to how you look after yourself and kind
Christ,
of the.
Don't come to my
I know. I was just about to say
the destruction that's left behind you.
Ooh. Right, yeah. Well, try moving in with
move
us.
Move on, because I feel like I'm getting dissed here. Swallow loud, I'm messy.
Are you tidying?
I'd say so.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, you are, because I trained you.
You will be tidying. Yeah. You will. Okay.
Walking around, bang picking up things after. Is this where this belongs?
Yeah, okay.
I'm not. All right, Dad.
Yeah.
Tell us about you guys then, because I'm dying to know how this happened. You're in Basingstoke, you're in Paris.
I was just sat at home and my mum, who lives in Australia, sent me a link. She always does this. We chat about soaps and TV quite a lot. And she said, oh my God, you have to watch this TV show. You're going to love it. And it was Naked Attraction.
Okay.
Bit of an odd suggestion from your mum. And I was like, okay.
So
I clicked on the link and this guy appears. I don't know what you call that, like the intro to the show.
Doesn't it come from bottom up?
Yeah, but he was doing the intro.
I was the picker.
Oh, okay.
So he's playing this lovely little game of golf with his dad, and his dad's saying, oh, this is my son, he's the most eligible bachelor, and they're playing golf. And then
but
he's like,
to go on Naked Attraction.
Yeah. But I didn't know what the show was, so I'm sat there, I just had my wisdom tooth pulled out, and I was in so much pain, I was like, hello, who's this guy? I had a very close relationship with my father. So I initially, that was what I was looking at. This guy and his dad playing golf and his dad selling his son and he's cooking and he's like, oh, he gets the drinks for the ladies. He's a really great guy. And I thought, wow.
Dad went over the top.
That's a big lie.
I actually don't want to speak to him later.
What the hell was going through your mum's mind when she sent you that link? Like, did she want you to watch the show or did she want you to see Kieran?
You know what? Actually, Frankie, I'll let her explain because I've got her telling me on a WhatsApp memo.
Oh my God, yes.
Hi, Cece. Hi, Frankie. It's Rachel's mum here. I came across the show Naked Attraction just by chance. And the first guy that I actually saw on there was Kieran. And at the time, I thought, wow, he is a stunner. He had this lovely smile. And I just thought he would be perfect for my Rachel. So I sent her the link and she agreed with me. I mean, obviously, I'd only seen the first intro bit. But I'm pretty sure Rachel had a good butchers at the rest of the show and thought, wow, I might as well give this a go.
So anyway, the show moves on and then he gets his kit off. Yeah. And then I was like, what the hell? What? I didn't expect it to go that way. And so I slid into his DMs.
Did you?
But, after seeing him naked?
Yeah.
Right.
This is making me sound really bad.
So you've already done the first bit of investigation.
Yeah. Okay.
Had nothing to do with what I saw,
visually,
by the way.
It was a tick. He sat there, his Cheshire smile. And he's like, yeah, she's talking about me.
But then she said, it had nothing to do with what I saw.
Yeah. It didn't.
I can't look at him now.
Does that sound true?
Listen, let me just finish my little story and then you can butt in.
Yeah, you can put in your two pence.
And I just said, hi, I've just seen you on Naked Attraction. I swear I'm not a stalker. I just want to know what the fuck you were doing on that show.
Kieran, I have to ask, and I've always wondered when I've watched the show, why?
Okay. Yeah, well,
what got you to that point of going, you know what, I'm going to go on Naked Attraction?
So I'm sitting in the office doing my expenses and a friend of mine puts up a post and says, who wants to be paid to see six naked ladies? And I liked his post. I thought it was funny. He rings me.
Funny.
Yeah. He rings me, rings me straight away and goes, you up for it? I was like, up for what? I have no idea what you're talking about. And he tries to explain to me that there's a dating show, that there's six naked women. Channel 4 have just lost one of their contestants and they need someone to get to London now to go and fill in for them. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I'll go and do a dating show. That's fine.
How old were you at the time?
31.
Oh, okay.
Right, and you'd never
thought you were going to say, like, 18.
And did you know at that point you had
the show hadn't been on. It was, this was a pilot. So I had no idea what it was.
So you're just thinking, okay.
Yeah, I'm
six
thinking
naked
it's
ladies,
be like,
can't complain.
Exactly. I'm thinking, okay, I've gone on there, it's a dating show, the naked, what can go wrong?
Yeah.
He explains part of the show, and then this producer calls me up and says, hi, we've been looking at your Facebook Lives, we think you'd be brilliant. She goes, so this is explaining the situation, you're going to see girls and the parts of their bodies are going to be exposed and you've got to eliminate one at a time. I was like, okay. She goes, you'll only be naked for 30 seconds. I'm like, what?
Pardon?
No one mentioned naked to me a second ago when he was trying to sell me the role. So I thought, okay, do you know what? If they're naked, I could be naked for 30 seconds. I can deal with that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So
I'm saying yeah, like I
know. You're like, yeah. I get it.
And I've got minutes to make these decisions. They need me in London in the next hour.
Oh.
So it goes, right, so let me just talk you through the process. She goes, because when you get to the studio, we're going to have to move quite quickly because we're running out of studio time. I was like, okay. So she said, so she goes through the show again, says you're going to be seeing six naked girls, they're going to eliminate one at a time. She goes, and you won't be naked for more than a couple of minutes.
She's good.
And I was like, good. I'll just deal with it. It's fine. You know, 30 seconds, darling. 2 minutes. It's not going to make too much difference. It's on TV. I'm just going to deal with it.
You said, you know, yes to 30 seconds. Said, yeah. Fuck it.
What's
right,
wrong
you're
with
in
two
now.
Minutes?
Yeah.
You know,
you're in.
She's tripled the time. So they just chucked me in and they were like, brilliant. And they were like, brilliant. You've done exactly what we needed to do. Thank you. And
did you find a partner?
I did not. No.
I suppose in the long run, though, did find love from the show.
Exactly.
In a really backwards way.
Yeah, but so I want to hear more.
Okay,
So, mum sends you the link. You watch the show. You slide into the DMs. You don't believe she's real. How do you convince him you're real?
We had one conversation.
On the phone?
Yes. Okay. One. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
One phone call.
Do you remember that? You better remember that.
Yeah, just say that call. And then nothing for 4 years. Just
I think we've missed a really important part. Yeah. She just basically ghosted me for 4 years.
Yeah, because I want to understand, in that phone call, like, what happened to say, like, goodbye, I never speak to you again?
It didn't get left like that. So I was about to go on tour. So when I reached out to him, I was in bed. I'd had my wisdom tooth removed.
I was high.
I was high.
Oh, no. Yeah,
high on painkillers.
Right into DMs of everybody on Naked Attraction.
You're fit. Yeah.
And then I guess I just got really busy. And then I really liked him. But he was just not in the same place as me. And I didn't...
In what way?
Well, he was just far. And I think I was on tour and it just nothing happened. And then we both went into different relationships, I'd say, quite soon after.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we could see, we were in contact on social media. My social media at the time was very artist-based, so I wasn't really myself on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you try and ask her for a date?
Yeah, no, we tried to meet up a few times, and then after a couple of times of asking and you don't get a response, you'd kind of go, okay, I'll take my hint.
But I don't feel bad about it, because I don't think I wasn't the right
yeah,
in the right place.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't have worked at that time.
No.
It's something we've talked quite a lot. Yeah. Actually, had we met, definitely wouldn't have worked.
Really?
We weren't in the right place in life, weren't in the right roles.
No.
So much more settled.
And when you were in your other relationships, obviously you were in your relationships, so I'm not trying to make up like you weren't, but was that something that, like, you kind of always stayed in touch and maybe you always thought, oh, maybe one day, or?
Honestly, no.
Yes.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it was definitely for me, because I think when we had the first original conversation,
I might cry.
I might cry.
I'm hormonal. I might cry.
I felt like we were connecting really well. Like, felt very natural. And then we just didn't speak for a while. Mm-hmm. I thought it's a shame it didn't fit, but
maybe
in the future.
And it was true. It was never flirty. There was never that tone when we spoke. It was always friendly and nice and just very normal and comfortable. So I had come out of a really unhealthy situationship, I'm going to call it that, because for me it wasn't a relationship at all. And I say unhealthy because I don't really blame I don't go into like, oh, that it was toxic because they were toxic. Yeah. We weren't right for each other. That's the bottom line. But I was posting all this relationship stuff and talking about becoming a nun and never going to date ever again. And I posted this thing that said, it's not about being the only one, it's about being the favourite. So when you're in a relationship, it doesn't matter now whether you're the only one. You just have to hope out of all the people that your boyfriend's probably seeing, you're his favourite one.
Right.
And it was a bit of a...
Okay.
Because I had been cheated on.
Yeah.
Well, I think my comment was just like, ouch, wow. Like,
yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I'm not okay! At the time that I got cheated on, my dad was really deteriorating. And he was literally my best friend in this whole world. He's way funnier than I am. Mm. Really positive. We travelled the world together. A really just special bond that we had with my dad, my sister and my daughter. And then to kind of be cheated on at that point really hurt. It hurts anyway, but it really hurt. And so I was in this space where I was either going out and living la vida loca and being really just crazy. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip side, I was kind of meditating and reading all these self-help books and drinking tea.
What a contradiction.
Yeah. And so you called me and I was just really honest about it all. I was like, I'm going absolutely mental. And you just made me feel like it was okay and it was all really normal. And we didn't talk about it for very long. The conversation moved very quickly to you talking to me about your children, about his mum. Mm. And then I was like, oh, he's really a family guy and he really cares about women. And
someone that you'd not spoken to for so long that you managed to, who was one, checking in on you.
Yeah.
And two, that you felt like you could have that open and honest conversation.
And it was
with.
Just a really nice chat. Really, like, I loved that conversation. And I was meditating that day, so it wasn't crazy, Rachel.
Calm, zen.
Yeah,
Rachel.
I was very zen.
I just feel like we're both so invested in this now. I feel like there's like four people in your relationship. Yes. So you are welcome. You have us now.
Do you make noise when you eat?
No.
Okay, good. Fine.
She makes noise when she swallows, though. So
I'm not sure it's going to work out with you and me.
Yeah, you can take or leave her. That's
you can have
fine.
Kieran.
We're going to go take a little break. I think we need to like kind of take some of this in.
Breather.
Because I feel like Cece's getting emotional.
I might, yeah.
I'm going to have a week.
No, don't. We'll come back to it. We'll get you prepped.
I think we might be in love.
Oh, God. Do you know what? That's another story that I'm here for. I know we haven't even like finished it. I'm so engrossed in everything they're saying. I feel like I'm like listening to their last word and I can't wait to hear more.
They just seem so connected and warm and in love and open and honest with each other, and to like be apart for so long and then to just reconnect and just care about each other so deeply. It's just beautiful, isn't it?
I really love that type of love story, like were together, separated.
Wasn't the right time.
Wasn't the right time. And they both said, didn't they, it would have been wrong if they'd met then. Oh, I can't wait for the next... I can't wait for part two!
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Right, can we just go straight back in?
I know.
Because I feel like there's just so much more that I am still on the edge of my seat waiting to hear.
So we got off the phone. I got really terrible news the Sunday following. My dad had fallen and my sister was on holiday and he got taken into hospital and my passport had expired. So I couldn't do anything. It was the most painful thing.
You couldn't go and see him?
Couldn't go and see him. And I guess in that moment, anything that was going on with the whole cheating thing didn't matter anymore. Yeah. So that was just completely out of my life. And all the focus came on to my dad. And I put a Facebook post up because my dad was a part of my life in such a way that he knew all of my friends. And whenever I visited London, we'd all go out with my dad. He was just a really fun person. So I just put a Facebook status up saying, because he'd only fallen. So I thought, you know, he's probably going to be sent home soon, but he won't be able to move. So I said, if anyone's around Kingston that could like just go visit him or take him some groceries, I'd really appreciate it. And Kieran offered.
Aww. Oh, Kieran. God, I can't deal with this.
See, this makes me sound better. I feel a lot better than I am.
No, but take it. Just take it.
Just take it, babe.
We'd had the conversation beforehand, just, you know, because obviously the reason why she couldn't come over and visit, like, so we said, we definitely need to meet this time.
Yeah, we did say that,
and she's like, she goes, I need to sort my passport out because that's expired. But once I've sorted that out, we'll do this, because we talked about it years ago. Nothing happened. We're still chatting and I would like to meet you. I was like, okay, brilliant. So then when she's posted this, I just felt like, oh, that's nothing worse than that. Like, if I couldn't be near my family, I couldn't get to someone. And obviously I drive to Kingston on a regular basis to see my children. So I was like, well, I can do that. I don't, you know, it might be a bit strange for him to have some strange black guy just turn up and go, got some groceries here from you without delivering. But I thought, at least I'll offer, because if no one else can do it, then like it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to do.
Okay, so you're trying to play it down, and I get it, but
it was very
a nice
sweet.
Thing to do.
It's really nice.
But I got a flood of friends jumping in, and I was obviously in distress, so I kind of just forgot about his offer, and then my sister managed to change her flight, so we didn't need any help. So I then wrote another status saying, oh, thank you everyone for checking in. It's all good now. Mm-hmm. And then you did reply saying, okay, well, I know that I don't know you very well, but I am here if you need me. Thought it was adorable. Mm-hmm. And then I got a phone call about another week later from the intensive care unit at Kingston Hospital saying he's got like hours. You need to come. And I had no passport. So it was like being in a film, but I just went to the Eurostar station. I booked a ticket on my way. And I just cried at the border and they let me through.
Wow.
Yeah. And I honestly, like, just my sister and my mum were like, don't do it, because if you don't get on the train, that's going to be even harder. And I just said, I have to.
Yeah,
I can't.
Have to try.
Yeah. Now, we hadn't spoken. It was probably a bit longer. So after him offering, another couple of weeks had passed, but we didn't talk at all in that. No messages, nothing. I think you must have been giving me space as well because of what was going on. Sure. I'm not lying. The second I got to London and I just stepped out of St. Pancras Station to book an Uber, he texts me and he said, don't forget to let me know when you sort that passport out. And I just replied saying, I'm here. Yeah. That's going to be a key moment in the film of our life.
Say,
oh my God,
she
needs to do a film!
Yeah, so I'm sitting there thinking, well, thanks. She didn't even tell me that she was coming over.
I'm all emotional
about it.
Okay,
some tissues in
it. No, but like, obviously she'd explain what happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, I actually felt really inappropriate because obviously I didn't know that what just happened.
Yeah.
So as soon as she's told me, like, no, I've rushed over here because my dad's like really, really ill. I'm like, okay, look, sorry. If you need me, just give me a shout. I'm not only down the road now. And kind of left her to do what she was doing, and then we kind of had a few.
No, then I said, no, honestly, it's fine. I would like to see you. And, okay, then let's go for dinner.
Before you even finish saying it, yeah, it's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Made the effort. Why not? Let's. So we spoke a few times back.
So
and
actually,
forth.
When I got to my dad, he was really bad, but he woke up within 48 hours, and he was really delirious, but he knew I was there, mm-hmm. and then that gave my sister and her husband some relief, and then I was there, and then you text me saying, look, I don't know if it's healthy that you just constantly, because I didn't leave, I just didn't eat, didn't move, just sat next to my dad, and you were like, just come for some food, and I was umming and ahhing until you sent me the menu. I was like, yeah, okay.
I think that was the most responsive you ever got. It's like,
but I said to Kieran, I just want to let you know, because obviously I just left in a hurry, I was in my pajamas. So I was wearing like, I guess like it wasn't that bad, but like a yoga-y sort of lounge outfit with a silk dressing gown. So I was a bit like, just want to warn you, like I...
Well, you left Paris like that?
Yeah, I just didn't pack. I just grabbed a bag. I didn't have anything with me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I warned you. And you were like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I can get casual. She went, no, you dress up.
Just don't come naked. I remember saying that. Just don't turn up naked. It's whatever you do. So our first date...
Yeah, we still have to say that apparently it wasn't a date.
Well...
Oh.
Well, I asked him actually. I did say after when we... finally got together, I was like, Kieran, was that our first date, like at the hospital for you?
Yeah, the second I saw you, it was our first date, because this is the first time I got to properly see her.
Yeah.
So like,
this
I wanted to try
build
and be,
up. Yeah,
but I also wanted to be respectful of the fact that she was going through this, and I kind of didn't want it to be like awkward, no pressure, just look, we're going for some food, just chat and actually get to see each other and have a proper conversation. So I've driven up to the Kingston Hospital, picked her up, and she's kind of run around the front of the car, and I was like, oh my God, she's actually hotter than she looked on.
Oh, no.
And then she got in there and I was just like, hi. Like, this is a date.
And you were like, this
Did
is
you
not
like,
a date.
Have a hug.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't hug or anything. And I was obviously just, I remember you saying you found me really bubbly.
Yeah.
And you weren't expecting
that. I was surprised at how kind of happy she was.
And you'd spoken to your dad and asked him for some little tips.
Yeah, because I'd gone for a stage beforehand where I just decided, I'm just going to stay single. I'm not going to get in relationships. It's too much hassle. I'm going to focus on work, focus on myself, almost like that meditating thing that you talked about. And then we talked and there was an opportunity to go and see you, and I'm now driving up to Kingston. I'm talking and I rang my dad and I was like, you know, we spoke a little while ago, Dad, about how I probably just, I'm just going to focus on work for a while. Well, at the moment, I'm just driving up to Kingston to go meet a girl that I've been chatting to online for about 4 years. And he just went, okay. He goes, well, the fact you're already driving up there and you're calling me, he said, it sounds like
You're interested.
There's something here, isn't there? I was like, yeah, I just wanted to talk to someone because I feel like this is a bit crazy. Aww. And so just chat to him, and he was quite good. He just kind of said, listen, go and meet her, enjoy this experience, and we'll see what happens. And then I spoke to him a bit later, went, yep, she's amazing.
So did you know at that point, were you like, I reckon this is it?
Well, no, because on the drive up there, remember, I still not met her. So she could still be this catfish that's been dragging me on for
some
4 years.
Long 4 year catfish.
Yeah. Just made up all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. She's just like playing me. I get there and I'm like, you aren't who I thought you were going to be. Kind of, we met. I think I remember sitting across you and just talking about your smile. And
yeah, I got really awkward because it wasn't flirty, but he just said he liked my smile. And I was a bit like, oh, okay. That was kind of for me, maybe this is a date and I didn't get the memo, but okay.
I mean, what else did you think it was?
Honestly, what was going on with my dad was so intense that I don't think I was really...
Even entertaining that.
I was 100% myself. I used to always put on... I used to always turn up as like my stage persona when I met guys. So that's why I don't blame them either for any of the situations in any of my past relationships. But Kieran picks me up. I'm in pyjamas, no makeup. You know, I used to like posh first dates. It was so relaxed and it was so normal and natural. I felt like, apart from when we got out of the car and I saw how tall you were, I was like, okay, bloody hell. Like, he was really much taller than I thought. And then the conversation just flowed. And then as soon as we left dinner, I remember just, I invited him back to mine.
Did you? So did we do the dude on the first date?
We did.
Oh, go on, guys.
But it's funny.
4 years that in, I suppose. And you'd already seen it.
Oh, my.
Exactly. It wasn't a surprise.
Exactly.
4 years of a build-up. Can we just talk about that for a long time?
But it wasn't thought out. I remember we went back up to mine and you kissed me. I'd just broken up and was planning on becoming a nun. So I hadn't shaved for a very, very long time.
I love this when we're so unprepared.
Yeah. And so I remember going, can you just give me 5 minutes? And you're like,
no.
Yeah. And I just said it because we were so natural. I'm going to go shave. You never say
Did
that,
you?
Do you?
Yeah.
And he went, okay, what should I do? Wait here. And I was like, I don't know. Do you want to watch or?
Is that something you're into?
It was weird at that point because I still didn't really know what was happening at this point. Because we're kissing. There's no, we're going over here now. As soon as she said she's going to shave, I got right off guard. And I'm, as you know, I've been on TV naked. I'm quite confident. Just threw me. So when I went, I don't know, what should I do? Just stand here in the middle of the...
What do I do?
I don't think most people would know.
Do I shave myself? What do I do?
Yeah, you're like, what should I
make
prepare?
The bed?
What's happening over there? Just so I really know. God.
That must have felt like the longest time ever whilst you're like, da 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 da.
Well, I wish I was da da. I was like, come on.
Oh, I want to be a fly on the wall for that moment. Yeah, that would have been really funny.
Well, it gets funnier. The next morning, Kieran's like got me in a bear hug.
You mean like a spoon bear hug? Like
spooning, yeah. But like he's, you know, much bigger than
tight.
Me. And I remember you saying you had to get up really early for work. I noticed that my bed was like soaking wet. And I was like, oh, what the hell's gone on here? So I was like, don't you need to be somewhere? He's like, yeah, but you're really hard to leave. It was really cute.
She's like, and but you're like, can.
Yeah, and you're like, but you've wet the bed, so.
Well... So that's what happened. So you left.
Well, hang on a sec.
Hang on, wait. Sorry,
hang on a minute.
That's not what happened.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, you just like...
just skimmed over that part.
Yeah.
No, that is not what happened. Sorry.
That's not what happened.
So he leaves and I probably waited about 10 minutes and I called you and I said, hi, Kira, it's me. Sorry, can I ask you a really personal question? Do you wet the bed?
I swore. I went, of course I fucking don't. Why would you even ask that? She went, the bed's really wet. And I'm like, for some reason I seem to sweat a lot. Like last night, I don't have no idea why.
You thought it was the food. You're like, I ate too much.
Yeah, I know why. What things can make me sweat, but at this point, that didn't kind of tie together. So just so everybody knows what happens, I've got allergies, so I'm allergic to like cats and dogs, pollen and stuff like that. But there's no cats and dogs in this place, so there's no reason why I should have been ill.
My dad had been looking after a cat, and I didn't know.
Oh my god!
And I found out later, and then we're chatting. And I was like, and then my dad's friend's cat, and he was like, hang on a minute. What cat?
Those little fuckers.
And then it all fell into place.
So what happens then when you get an allergic reaction? You just sweat?
Yeah, if I'm like when I go to sleep. So like normally the allergic reaction is like eyes go red, nose runs and start, you know, sneezing and just feeling really irritable. But obviously if you're asleep and you're irritable, you can't. So my body's probably just trying to flush it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So like, yeah, so it was that embarrassing thing of like, do you wait in bed? No, I do not.
Yeah.
Like, of course
what
I don't.
What a question.
Yeah. But the thing is, I did like the way that she just come out because I think that made me think she's just going to say what's on her mind. And actually, yeah. I respect her for that.
Yeah.
But just to be clear, I do not wet the bed.
He does not. Kieran doesn't piss the bed,
thank
guys.
You.
He doesn't piss the bed. Yeah. Right, now what happened?
I go home raving about him to my sister and her husband, who are like, no, Rachel, slow things down. Come on, you're grieving. Like, not grieving. Mm. You're going through a really hard time. You're vulnerable. They meet him and they're like, marry him. Marry him. Marry this man, please. He's perfect. He's amazing. You struck up a real bromance with my brother-in-law, yeah. my sister. We became like this little four. So we started seeing each other. I was over for about 3 months, I'd say. Mm. My sister and I took shifts with my dad. So she'd go and I'd have time off and I'd spend it with you.
And had you had that conversation at that point? Were you kind of like...
I just remember saying, I don't want you to see anyone else. And you're like, I wasn't planning on it. Okay, cool.
Cool.
I just need to know.
Yeah.
You took me on some really interesting dates.
Best dates ever.
When you say interesting, what do you mean by interesting?
So because of the first date, and obviously I knew she'd like to go to posh places, so I'd taken her to, like, Poor Boys is lovely to eat, but it's not like a romantic setting.
Not
in any way, shape or form. And we talked about it long time after, because it became like a little bit of an ongoing joke. So I thought, I can go worse.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you went fancy.
No. Because that's the easy...
You little bastard.
That's the easy thing to do.
Worse.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you can go posh and you can go fancy, but I thought... I'm going to take her to a pool hall.
What's a pool hall?
A big hall place where they played snooker. So my cousin...
Oh, like literally like a pool hall.
A literal pool hall with 88 TVs. So my cousin runs it. And it was more of a joke because at the point I said, I'm going to take you to a really horrible place, but there is a really nice bar we're going to go to afterwards. So we went to the first bar. Couldn't get her out of it. Absolutely loved it.
These places.
Apple sours for £1. I was like, we don't have this in Paris. I'm staying. Like, it was amazing.
This was only supposed to be like, meet my cousin, say hello, meet some more of the family. And then we were going to go to the nice place. She went, no, I'm staying here. I don't want to go anywhere else. This is where we're going to stay.
And is that when you were like, I like her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it got worse.
Cheap date.
Then you took me to...
Took you to White Collar Boxing.
Oh.
Ooh. No,
but,
I mean, I had the best time, but when he said it, I was like, when are these going to be zhuzhed up, these dates?
When are we going to do something nice?
The White Collar Boxing wasn't necessarily like I'm going to take her to a horrible place. I knew it wasn't a nice place, but actually a lot of my friends were DJing it, a couple of the guys were running it, and real close friends of mine, and I wanted her to meet them.
Yeah.
And they were all in one place, so I thought, we're going to go to this White Collar Boxing, and like some of my friends' sisters were like, love her, Kieran. She stays.
Yeah.
You can go. They tried to take her out like that night. And
they did take me out.
Oh, yeah. And the guys, you don't need to come if you...
I just love that. When everyone else is like cheering for you.
Well, there was one person left, which was my father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So on one of the trips back to Kingston, I said to Kieran, oh, by the way, I want you to come with me this time into the hospital. Now, this all sounds like lots and lots of time has passed, but it had been about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. That was all in...
It all happened in like a very short period of time. So I said to my dad, obviously he was really not well, very thin. He was on tons of machines and medication. And I just said, he loved meeting people anyway. So I just, and lots of my friends had been in and out visiting. And I said, oh, I've got a friend who actually offered to bring you food and stuff. And when you get out of here, it'd be good for me to introduce you to him. And this was genuine. It was like, I want you to meet my dad in case he needs you. My dad was like, yeah, he's Indian. He's like, bring him, with pleasure.
So I knew he was quite frail and I knew that... It's going to be an awkward thing for him. That's how kind of I thought. I thought, I don't know how I'd want to, I don't know if the roles were reversed, whether I'd want to meet someone in that situation.
Yeah.
So I kind of took a step back and kind of thought, I'll just go in there gently and see how it is. And the story is that as we went to go in there, one of your friends was supposed to drop her dad a coffee. And the man loves his coffee. That's the first thing that he always asked for, always wanted. But a friend had got delayed in traffic. So we got there first. The first thing he says to Rachel is, where's my coffee? And then what makes it even better is he looks at me, I'm at the door, she's right by the bed talking to her dad, and I've kind of taken a step back so that she can say hello to her dad and kind of introduce me. He turns around and looks at me and goes, you, give me coffee.
Now, my dad had this thing. If he thought someone was attractive, he would say, oh, you look like Penelope Cruz. Even if you look nothing like said celebrity, that was an indication. So all of a sudden, he's staring at Kieran and he goes, hey, Kieran, you remind me of Jamie Foxx. We were like, right? Okay. Random. Okay.
Which I don't. Just to be clear, I don't look like Jamie Foxx.
But no, it was very sweet. It was very sweet. He liked him so much. And he actually got better and went home. And he passed away about a week later. So I'd just gone back to Paris. I'd left, when was it? November. Mm. And he passed away 5 days before Christmas. And I was in Paris. And I had to like say my goodbyes over the phone to him. It was really, really hard. and I spent Christmas alone because my daughter had plans to be with her dad. I didn't want to sort of change any of that. And one of the last things that my dad ever said to me was, you know, when I move home, that guy, Kieran, can he come and stay with me? Like, he liked him that much that he asked, you know, because my dad wasn't somebody that would get on with everyone, but they really connected. And just the fact that he said to me, can Kieran, because I said, I don't think my dad knows that we're together. And Kieran was like, come on, you know, he doesn't think I'm your Uber driver, like coming to the hospital really late. Yeah. And I was like, well, he's not asked me. So I did, I'm really pleased I told my dad. So he knew before he passed away that Kieran was my partner, because he was supposed to meet the person I was seeing before. And that's why I broke up with him in the end, really. I said, you're not meeting my dad. Like, there's no way he's leaving this earth thinking that I've settled with you.
Yes.
He literally got in there just in time. And I remember saying to my dad, I'm really glad that you like Kieran, Daddy, because, you know, he's sort of my boyfriend. And my dad went, how many boyfriends do you want? And then he was like, no, he's a good chap. And then you were there for all of it. So Kieran was with me when we arranged his funeral. And when we were driving to the funeral parlour, it was really surreal for me.
We're in there and I'm watching these two girls have a discussion about it. And they were like, this is what my dad would have liked. You know, my dad wasn't very much like that. You know, this is what he liked.
Well, he'd made it very clear even before he ever got sick. My dad was a finance man. So he was like, don't spend money on funerals. Don't do it. And she was selling us this like 15K thing. Mm. And I just got my dad. He literally embodied me and was like, what's the cheapest option? She was like, 500 quid. And I was like, we'll do it. That's what he would have really wanted. We did a celebration of life for my dad. It was in a pub and it was just really joyful. I made a video. Like, I've actually recorded my father speaking for many years, conversations. He was so funny but intelligent. And I edited them together for his party. And lots of people afterwards said to me, oh my God, I'm going to do that with my family, because you forget their voice. And I've got his whole life story on tape and it's gorgeous. Like, it's such a nice thing to do. When it came to the music that we chose for his funeral, my dad loved Eminem and he just loved all kinds of different music. We had the Lambada going. Like, it was a really funny ceremony. But for the end of his funeral, my dad's song was Careless Whisper. And my sister's getting married. She was supposed to get married when COVID hit in South Africa and it got postponed. And they were going to do the father-daughter dance to Careless Whisper and they couldn't. So I arranged for us, me and my sister, to do the dance together at his funeral, and then the boys came and joined us at the end. So you had Careless Whisper going, me and Kieran died, and my brother-in-law was like, we're not getting married. Like, he got really awkward about it, didn't he? And it was just gorgeous. And then my mum, you know, he would never have met Kieran's mum, They were so similar, it's ridiculous. Madison, my daughter, met your two girls. Your youngest and my daughter are like the same child.
So strange.
We call them the shadows. Aww. And they just gelled like that. The final thing I'll mention is this. So engagement ring isn't at all what I call it. And we've spoken about this. Mm-hmm. I lost the ring that my dad gave me. So this came from a vintage shop. And
so it was made the year that he was born.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. And so you said,
can't replace your dad, but I can replace the ring that your dad got you that.
And then I've just gone around telling everyone we're getting married. So.
How long has it been now?
It will be 10 months almost.
And so 10 months and 4 years?
Yeah, 10 months and 4 years. I think that's great. Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah.
This has been building. So much has happened. Your story is beautiful. That's the only word I can use for it. It's just, there's so much to it. And I think it needs the weight of the story around your dad and everything, because you've been there and supported. And I feel teary. Like,
you're still living in Paris and you're still living in Basingstoke. So how does that work?
I said probably after date three, by the way, I need to know now, I'm not doing long distance. Will you move? Because I'm not coming back. I've got my daughter. She's in school, my job, etc. And we agreed that would be what we'd do.
Yeah.
Now that we've been together for 10 months and we've just been sort of navigating this way of living, I love Kieran's children as if they were my own. Mm. And you love Madison as well in the same way. I do not want to take him away from his kids.
Yeah.
And so we have just decided we're not in a long distance relationship. We have two homes and we both move between them. And that's how we look at it.
Lovely.
Yeah. So that's it.
So lots of travelling back and forth. Like, I go over there and do DIY and fix all the bits up in there.
You go there, do jobs and come back.
Yeah.
which Rachel claims that she does all the work. So I now want this recorded that I am the person doing all the DIY
work.
Well,
that's kind of been what we've been doing, like renovating the house in France. And we see it as like, I get really annoying about this, but I call it our house. And sometimes we'll be on the phone, he's like, I'm going to my bed. And I'm like, our bed. And he's like, calm down. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. But we just split our lives that way. But I feel like I've seen Kieran more than I've seen anyone that I've been in a relationship. Yeah. I'm very independent anyway. But...
This is modern dating though. This is what it is now. This isn't like modern relationships. Dating almost like, I feel like it takes away from what this beautiful thing is. It's where we're at now. There's no rules, you know. And like you said, the perspective is everything. So it's not a long distance relationship. You've chosen to use different words for it.
Yeah.
It's your thing, your way. And I mean, clearly this is, the distance means absolutely nothing. You've built something really, really special.
Congratulations.
You can go and watch Naked Attraction now.
Yeah, we're going to. Anyone listening as well, you know, that's 100% what they're going to go and do.
Well, look, guys, I honestly feel privileged to have heard that story. Like, thank you for sharing it. That was beautiful in all the ways that I'm just really happy for you both.
Thank you.
You've warmed Cece's cold heart.
Oh. Yeah, my cold-blooded heart.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm really hoping you've enjoyed it just as much as we have.
If you wouldn't mind just leaving us a review, maybe a 5-star, that will go down really well.
From Podimo and 2020, this has been First Dates Podcast, hosted by me, Frankie Bridge.
And me, Cece Coleman.
The producers are Blondin Hogue and Fionn Lewis.
The video producer is Rob Walsh.
The executive producers for Podimo are Jake Chudnow and Matt White. The executive producer for 2020 is Martin Tricky.
Special thanks to Bruna Pias, Kendra Steeb and Fatima Patea.
For ad-free episodes, subscribe to Podimo UK on Apple Podcasts.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.